That's mana number two. We left off in the previous booklet. Again, as I mentioned, we're still going to be doing a lot from the previous booklet, that there are two chumras of the Mechaber that affect the halacha for Sfardim. One is in regards to the issue of doing hatmana, of simply having a pot inside gacheles, so that immediately is going to be problematic, and that we saw that was issue number one in Gidrei Hatmana that we had seen last week, that issue we saw applies today in the Mechaber, based on the Rambam, and we discussed last week how Sfardim will be able to put a pot on top of the plata, that we saw a very interesting heter that Chacham Avadia had, which actually, if you take a look in your booklet, you have something similar from the Arches Chaim in Ha'ara Kuf Lamed Ches, because he mentions it in the context of the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish also, we had in our Mar Mekomos, the Chazon Ish seems to be Choshesh for the Shita of the Mechaber, and that Svara was that the only time we're going to have the din of being Al Gabe Eish considered Hatmana that's a problem, that's in an instance where it's sitting inside of the gacheles. But if you have a lahav, so then in such a case, that is not going to be a problem. So if you want to see that also in the Archa Shabbos, that appears, as I said, in Ha'ara Kuf Lamed Ches, right after Rav Rimon, going to Kuf Lamed Ches, where he quotes that the Chazon Ish also had that concern. In other words, the Chazon Ish was also choshish for the Mechaber. We saw Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, it does not pask in that way, and that's a machlokus between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and it, in Shin, in Reish Nun Gimel, as we've discussed previously. And once again, you have Chacham Avadya's Yisod, that the only time it would be a problem is if you have the Gacheles Mamish. But if it's on a Plata, so then in such a case, that's not going to be an issue. Another issue that comes up that's fundamental to Gidrei Hatmana is in Si'if Ches, in Reish Nun Zayin Si'if Ches. And we're going to basically learn the Siman in order. However, on these two issues, we went out of order, because I thought, since it relates to Gidrei Hatmana, these particular issues, I thought we should do it a little bit out of order. And the Mechaber paskins as follows. Afal Pi, he continues, as you see, it's a continuation of Siman Reish Nun Gimel. Afal Pi Shemuter Lahashos Keder Al Gabi Kira Sheish Balachalim Al Pi Adrachim Shenizbaru B'Siman Reish Nun Gimel. Even though the halacha is that it's permissible to do shihia, imhu mechusa begadim, afal pisha begadim einim mosifim hevel machmas atzmon, mikol makmom machmas eish shetachteyem mosif hevel ve'asur. Even though the halacha is that you're allowed to be matmin bedover she'einim mosif hevel on Erev Shabbos, if you have an eish shetachteyem, so that's considered mosif hevel, and that's going to be prohibited. So over here, we have once again the Mechaber introducing an idea that is l'shitaso. Take a look at the continuation of the Mechaber. Hilkach. We're going to skip the mihu. We're going to get back to that later. What? Skip one line by the mem of the Mechaber. Hilkach. Heicha she'ma'amid kideira al gabe kira okupach she'esh bo gacholim ve'ein shulei ha'kideira nogin b'cholim shihi mikri u'mutra al piyadrachim she'nizbaru b'simin reish nun gimel. If it's not going to be touching the gacheles, so then in such a case, then it's going to be permissible, provided that you don't have begadim that are atop. But once you have begadim on top, so then in such a case, then you have a new shaila, and that new shaila is going to be that you're going to be matmin with begadim that are mosif hevel. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Mem Aleph, ve'ein shulei ha'kedera, ha'mechaber azal l'shitas ha'reish nun gimel aleph, aval odas ha'ramasham v'hagah, afilu shulei ha'kedera nogim b'gachalim, gam kein shari, kivan sh'ha'kedera megula lemala, ve'ein tamun big begadim. The Rama over there says in Reish Nun Gimel that as long as the Kedera is revealed on top, so then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. So we have a double machlokis between the Mechaber and the Rambam. One machlokis is, when you have a Kedera that's sitting al gabe gecheles, is that by definition hatmana and going to be aser, which by definition is a hatmana b'mitzas. We're not talking about that the Kedera is entirely submerged into a gecheles. That's number one. Number two is that the Mechaber also then, based on Si'if Ches, which everybody would agree with, but it comes out that there's going to be another Machlokes, Bepashtus, between the Mechaber and the Ramah, is that to be Matmin B'davra Mosef Hevel doesn't only mean that the insulative material is Mosef Hevel. If it's Al Ha'esh, and then you put insulative material on top, even if that insulative material is not Mosef Hevel, that would also be considered being Matmin B'davra Mosef Hevel. So how do you remove that Hatmana B'davra Mosef Hevel? So now, once again, Mechaber Ramah are going to be L'shit Asam. According to the Ramah in Reish and Gimel said, no problem, you can have it sunk into Gacheles as long as it's Mechusa on top, B'seder Gamor, everything is going to be fine. According to Mechaber, you have it 1 inch into the Gacheles, Shoin Hatmana, it's already Hatmana. So too, according to the Mechaber over here, if you have it sitting al gabe ha'ish, and you have the smicha, the blankets on top, so then in such a case, halacha would be, that would be problematic. By the way, speaking of the blankets, when the first time I learned it, I had a hard time visualizing many of these Shilas, and I just want to point out that Rabbi Rimon has some excellent pictures about Hatmana B'mitzas, Hatmana B'kulo, etc., etc. I would encourage you, I didn't photocopy them, I would encourage you to take a look if you're not sure of the mitzias of what's going on. But everybody follow the mitzias over here. Yes, Ramati.
And then how long are the second machlokas is here?
The second machlokas is, what happens if you have something al ha'esh, right? It's not mutman, it's al gabe gacholim. It's not touching the cholim, but the smicha is wrapped around it. So then, according to the Mechaber, the halacha is that is already considered hatmana b'mosef hevel. While according to the Ramah, as long as part of it is revealed, it's going to be mutter.
In case of part of it's revealed,
yeah.
Still, Shulchan Aruch is not clear why.
Because the Shulchan Aruch holds that once you have hatmana b'mitzas, that's problematic. That's going to be problematic. If you want to see that in the pictures in Rav Rimon, I think I'm being clear in itself, but if you just want to see it, you take a look over here. I can give you the exact pages. Here, page 367 is the picture that's going to be, that has the picture according to Ashkenazim, that's going to be okay. You have the smich over here with the Kedera that's revealed, a little bit revealed, while according to Svardim, if you have the whole smicha on top and you have the pot plate underneath, then that's going to be problematic. So it's a double machlokis that emerges over here. So now, last week we spoke about how Chacham Avadya is going to get around the first issue. Last week we spoke about how he's going to get around the first issue. And that is, gacholim might not be the same thing as a hot plate. But now we have another issue, and that is that you have the smicha if you're going to put the begadim on top. So then in such a case, even if it's not considered as if you're betoch hagacholim, but Sif Ches taught us, and this is l'kulei alma, that once you have eish underneath, and this bepashtus, the Ramah agrees, so then in such a case, then it's going to be permissible. It's going to be problematic. It's going to be problematic if you have the eish underneath and the smicha covering. So, what is there going to be any eitzah for Svaradim? So here, Chacham Avadya in the next tshuva. Last time we had done vav lamid beis os hay. So again, in our old booklet, in vav lamid gimel, Chacham Avadya even tries to be matstick this as well. So this appears in Hatmana booklet, Hatmana number 1, the first few Tshuvas before the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. On the last page of Shabbos Tshuvas Yaviyah Omer, Vav Lamed Gimel, if you take a look On the first page of Vav Amid Gimel, he says, he categorizes the Mechaber, as we just said, on the second column, towards the bottom. He quotes the Psak of the Mechaber, Reishnan Ches, Nun Zayin Siv Ches. First word in the line is Moran Shulchan Aruch. I would say about 15 lines from the bottom. Let's read over the words again of the Mechaber. Can't hurt. Afal pi shemutu lahashos kider al gavi kiru sheish gachalim al pi adrachim shenizbar bereishon gimel im hi mechusa begadim afal pi shabgadim atzma ein mosifim hevel mikol makom machmas eishe tachdeyem mosifim hevel va'aser. So what's going to be the only heter? The only thing you're going to be able to do is something that we're going to discuss later, and that is separate the insulative material from the kedera. But right now we're not discussing that. Right now we're talking about the pictures that I just described, and that is you have the smicha sitting right on top of the pot. V'hizbir b'sefer minchas kohen, and just crunching what I just said, and Mati just asked me about before, just to see it again. Chacham Avadya crunches what I described to you before, 8 lines from the bottom. Shekavanas marana shulchan aruch, shetzarech lomar shtei tnayim. You need 2 tnayim according to the Mechaber. Shakdera ainu no gaspa chalim, vigam shabagodim ainu nogim bitside akdera. Fishzeu apirishaminti bidas haramaran. This is going to be the shita of the Mechaber. The moment in which they're going to be touching, so then in such a case, it's going to be problematic. So is there a way that you could be matstick for svardim to have something on the hot plate and have it covered a little bit? So Chacham Avadya suggests an interesting heter that is consistent with what he had said to us last week. And he suggests that the only time, what's the chshash of hatmana? The chshash is ultimately shema yichata begachalim. So in a hot plate where you don't have adjustable knobs, so then in such a case you don't have shema yichata begachalim. That's what he says on the bottom of the first column on the next page, right before Simon Lamedal, the last of the tshuvas, that he says the following. Umikol shekein beplata chashmalit. First he entertains that there are Rishonim who paskin against the Mechaber that any type of hatmanim and miktsas is going to be aser. And then he says, but at the end of the day he concedes it's not the psak and the Mechaber. Umikol shekein beplata chashmalit, the last of the Yabia Omer, the last page, first word on the line is the right column. We have Simon Lamed Dalet, the one that says Simon Lamed Dalet on its page. First word in line is Chashmalit. Mikol shekein beplata chashmalit, she'ein kol efsherut lahagbiat midat hachom shela, v'lo shaykh b'kai gavna gzera d'shem yichate b'gacholim. So in such a case, Chacham Avadya Zatzal says one could be mekel. But he then points out that a chacham echad asked him a strong kasha on himself. And that was the kasha that Rav Mati asked me last week on Chacham Avadya. If you take a look, he says, V'chacham echad choshav litchos. First word in the line is choshav. V'chacham echad choshav litchos, tamzeh, mishum shavatmana bedos dover amos v'hevel ha'gzeri hu mishum shema yatman b'remetz. U'b'remetz asur shema yichate b'cham. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to do hatmana with an item that's not remetz? The halacha is no. That everything is going to be asur, lest you come to be matmin b'remetz. So here, even though you're not going to be mechate gacholim on this hot plate, but you're going to come to use, pardon the term, I'm being controversial right now, but you're going to come to use a crock pot where there is adjustable knobs. So then in such a case, again in quotes, I'm teasing, then it's for sure a chshash shem yichate begacholim. So then in such a case, everything is going to be asur. So how can you say that in cases where you don't have shem yichate begacholim, you're going to be mekil? If that would be so, then the only issue would be beremetz, but everything else would be mutter. So therefore he says that a chacham echad thought that his svara over here was quite difficult. So even though Chacham Avadya Zatzal got out of the problem number one, that sitting on gacheles, you could argue, and here, even the Orcha Shabbos suggests that sitting on top of gacheles is not the same thing as sitting on top of a plata, issue number one of last week. But issue number two, that if you're going to even be machmer on hatmana b'miktsas, and we saw that the halacha is that when you have something on on something hot, so then it's in that case it's considered to be mosif hevel. So there, it's going to be much more difficult to be matzdik, unless you're going to say this chiddush that somehow that where you know for sure you're never going to be mechatik achalim, then in such a case you're going to be mekel. But the pashtus of the whole halachos of atman is not that way. The atman is going to be usur even in those things that are not remetz. So once it's not remetz, now Chacham Avadia tries to answer Ramati's kasha. He does try to defend himself, but at the end of the day. And what Ramati's pointing out is that both tshuvas of Chacham Avadi really have the same question on it. That's why I told you we have to wait for now. But at the end of the day, I would say as follows for Sfaradim, the Katonti. Bottom line is, it seems to me that on issue number one, that is a uniform yisod, that the Archa Shabbos has it, Bedas HaChazonish, who is Machmir Agabe Gacheles, says that we would not consider a hot plate gacheles, and therefore there's room to say that there isn't a problem being matman al gabi gacheles by simply putting a pot on top of it. However, if you're going to have a pot and you're going to try to put blankets on top, so there, to put smichot on top, that is going to be problematic for Sfaradim, for Ashkenazim. Once you're being matman b'miktsas, so then in such a case, you're home free. What is the Eitzah for Sfaradim? The Eitzah for Sfaradim is to have a Dover HaMafsik, and that's going to get us into all the controversial issues of Hatmana, and that we'll get back to Emir Tashem later on. Probably won't get to all of it until Monday, but that is the basic issues in terms of Gidrei Hatmana. Yes?
Okay. According to my law, if you have the pot on the hot plate,
right,
then you have smichot that are touching all around.
Right.
Is that considered mutman b'kol, or the
hot
plate is not
hatmana? If it was mutman b'kol, then it's, if and it's touching,
it's on the hot plate.
Yeah, but
now,
what?
The smichot are touching.
Then it's aser, even according to the Rama.
So the hot plate is also considered hatmana.
No, the hot plate is considered. It creates that the blankets are davar mosif hevel.
Then I don't have my mouth all around because on the
bottom I don't have. L'chol apachos, it's not going to be. You're not going to say that it's. That it's not mutman, it is mutman. At the end of the day, it is mutman. Now, there is a fascinating question about why, you can't say that it wasn't mutman. It's surrounded everywhere. Then even according to Rama, it's going to be also. There is a fascinating question that the Be'er Halacha raises, and that is, why did we need this complicated Mishnah Brura to say the Mechavan Rama L'shitasam? Why didn't the Rama Beferish over here say that he disagrees as well with the Mechaber? In other words, the way we explained is, in case number one, the Rama says, sitting on top of Gachel says, Hatmana b'miktsas, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Case number two, where you have blankets around, we speculated, according to Rama, based on the Mishnah Brura, that if there weren't blankets all the way around, it would also be mutter, because Rama holds Hatmana b'miktsas is mutter. So why doesn't the Rama spell out in Sifches that if it was Megula Lemala, so then in such a case it's going to be Mutter? So the Be'er Halacha in Nogim Begachalim has a massive Chumrah from the Eliyahu Rabba within the Rama based on this. It's very important that you know issue number one, number two. If you don't follow this Be'er Halacha, it's not the end of the world, but it is a fascinating deal. Take a look in the Be'er Halacha, the Yermaskal Nogim Be'achalim. I am B'magin Avram, Dimash Mamino, Dilodas Rama, Disover, the Filu Kishin Nogim Be'achalim, Gam Kain Shari, who are Filu Kishin Mechasim, Il Malad V'Godim, Be'inyan She'ein Nogim. According to the Rama, the Halacha would be that even if it's not touching, even if it's touching the Gachalim, so then, in such a case, it's going to be mutter if you don't have a full hatmana. So what's an example of a non-full hatmana? So two examples. One example is that the blankets are not touching, like the Mechaber goes on to say. And the other example would be that you don't have the blanket entirely over the pot. It's not entirely wrapping it. Ubeserifer El Yo Rabba Cholikalov was sover, the Kivan Shu Mechasim Ilamalavim of the Godim, Gamara Mamodel de Ain Hakel Elkisha Ain Shule Hakidera Nogim Begacholim. That the Rama would hold that you're not allowed to do any type of other Hatmana if the Shulei HaKedera are Nogim B'Gachalim, and the Elio Rabbi, I looked up the Elio Rabbi, his diuk is, it's, by the way, if you want to see it summarized on the cover page, that's in booklet number 2. So there I have it summarized. That machlok is in number 11. That machlokas, the Elio Rabbah, as I mentioned before, is that the Ramah never said that he disagrees with this Mechaber. So the Mishnah Brura, based on the Magen Avraham, assumes that everything that the Ramah was makel on in Siman Reishon and Gimel, he's going to be makel over here in Reishon and Zayin. The Elio Rabbah says, but why didn't the Ramah come along and say I'm more makel than the Mechaber? So he claims that in a case of where it's no Gimbe Gacholim, so then in such a case, the Ramah would not be makel if you have a leniency in the Hatmana. It's not the Pashtus, in terms of the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham learned, and even, it's quite an added Chumrah in the Ramah that you don't have, but Lahagdil Toru Ladira, it is interesting that you don't have the Ramah's Hasaga in Sif Ches. Let's just crunch what we have up until now. What we have, number one, in terms of Gidrei Hatmana, is a Machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, Reishon and Gimel Aleph, where you have a case where you have a kedera that's sitting on the top of gachelas, so there the mechaber was machmer and the Ramah is mekel. The way the Mishnah Berurah explains it is that's the machlokus of hatmana b'miktsas. Then we have another case in Reish Nun Zayin Ches, which according to many is another example of hatmana b'miktsas, and that is a case of where you have the pot sitting on top of gacholim, and there in such an instance as well, you have a problem to be matmin it with all of the begadim, and the Mishnah Berurah suggests that that is going to be an extension of the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, that according to the Mechaber, the halacha is that it's going to be asur if you have some begadim on top. The only heter according to the Mechaber is that you're going to take the begadim and have it not touch the kedera. Let me draw that on the board. That here you have the fire, here you have the kedera. If you make, as the Mechaber goes on to describe, we'll make the blanket a different color. If the blanket is sitting like this on top of a board, so then in such a case, it's not going to be hatman. Similarly, if you have a case in where you have the pot and you only have a hatmana on part of it, then it would make sense that according to the Ramah, the halacha would be that one could be mekel, because it's hatmana b'miktsas. We then just add, and then we were mefalpa within Chacham Avadya Zatzal. The Chacham Avadya said that he thought a hot plate you could be mekel because you don't even have the chshash of Shema Yechata b'gacholim. And then the question, if that would be so, then how do you explain the halacha of Shema Yatmin b'remetz? Okay, so far so good, Rabosai? Good? And then we just added the Be'er Halacha points out that the fact that the Ramah is not Masig, the Elio Rabbah then has an interesting Chumrah that he says that even according to the Ramah, this would not be acceptable al gabe gachol. He would not be Mekel in these cases. Yeah.
Can I just repeat the very first
machlokas between the Mechaber and Ramah is if you have a pot that's sitting inside of Gacholim. So then, in such a case, the Mechaber says it's Hatman and Mixas is a problem. Ramah says, as long as Magbul Lamala, it's going to be okay. Then we have, for number two, we have a Hanacha, that if you have something that's sitting on top of fire, so then in such a case, then that would be considered Bimatmin B'dav Ramos of Hevel, if you put Smichot on top. So then the Mechaber says, therefore, you can't envelop it in any types of blankets. Then you're not allowed to do any type of hatmana. The only thing you're going to be allowed to do is do something where it's draped around the kedera, but not wrapping the kedera entirely. Good? Okay. Now let's go keseder ha-mechaber, reishnun zayin beis. Those are the two fundamental machlokios, and now we get into a lot of exceptions to hatmanas. It says in the Chaber Reishon and Zayin Beis, Afilu Tavshil Shenisbashil Kol Tzarko, also the Hatman B'Shabbos Afilu B'Dover Shein Mosif Hevel. If you have something that's been entirely cooked, so then in such a case, it's still usher to be matmin. Mikol Makom Lasum Kelim Ala Tavshil Kidei Lishamro Min Achbarim. She'ein zeh kemat min lahachim el kishomer v'noisein kisui al hakdera. However, if you're putting kelim on the tavshil to protect it from mice, or that it shouldn't get dirty, so then in such a case, then it's going to be mutter. So this is a very, very important heter that we have in Sif Beis. In Sif Beis, we have the heter that hatmana is only aser if your intention is to retain heat. If your intention is not to retain heat, so then, you know, we don't say the psik resha that it's going to automatically be problematic. We don't say that. Therefore, Marenu Harav Nevin Sal Shlita, on the bottom, I think I photocopied that page again in booklet number one, quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Does he say it on his own? He quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman that Afil Idibar Maskla Afilu B'Di'Eved. It's the third to last page in booklet number one of Hatmana. Admor Zechron Bracha Chaim Abba Hitir LaHatmin Bod Yom Orez UKidoma B'Sakit B'Toch Hasir. He allowed one to wrap rice in a bag inside of a pot. Tatam Mishum Shein Kavanos LaHatmin Elarak Kidei. This is a very important heter, and that is if the reason why you're wrapping something is not to insulate the heat, so then in such a case, based on this mechaber, the halacha is it's going to be mutter. And Rav Shlomo Zalman extended that, and he said if your intention was that you didn't want the foods to mix together, so then as well, the halacha is that it would be mutter. So there are many times that people wrap things, and you might look at them and you say, wait a second, they just did hatmana. Actually, if you think about it, they weren't doing hatmana. They were wrapping it to keep the foods apart. And therefore, the halacha is that it will be permissible. Of course, the extension of that halacha is a big deal in terms of aluminum foil. As far as how aluminum foil goes, so here it seems to be a machlokas between Rav Moshe Zatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. If you take a look in Dalid Ayin Dalid, Hatmana Oz Gimel, and that is in your booklet, right before the Mincha Shlomo, right after the Archa Shabbos, booklet one, still all in booklet one. This is, we were supposed to do all that. I had dreamed of doing all this last week. So you take a look at. At over there, so some of the Avrichim pointed out that Ramosha's case is a little bit unclear of what he's describing, so maybe I'll go through the whole short shuva just to explain as I understand it. Ramosha was talking about that you wanted to take, let's say, chicken or kugel and put it on top of a pot that was sitting on top of a blech. So that was hanachal lechatchila, doing hanachal lechatchila on top of a pot, mamish. Similar to Kedera Agave Kedera. So here in Oz Gimel, Rav Moshe is asked, Ha'im mutar lichroch b'Shabbos dvar gush, mevushol, tzonein, b'nir aluminim, u'lechamo behefsik kedera, to heat it up through hefsik kedera. So that was just the case, and that happens all the time. You have a little bit of kugel, and in such a case, you want to put it on top of the pot. So Rav Moshe said, Dover tzonein mutar lehatmin bein shelo yuchum, bein shelo yitzdan in yoser, if you're putting it up over there so that it's just going to lose its chill, it's going to be mutter. Ubimosif hevel, but if you're doing it to be mosif hevel, then it's going to be asur. So Rav Moshe assumes that here what you got is hatmana bedavra mosif hevel. Ubehefse kidera nami hu mosif hevel v'asur ba'atmana. So Rav Moshe points out that in Siv Vav we have the halacha of putting a dover hamutman, something that has been insulated, on top of a hot bowl, and then in such a case, so that would be considered as if you're being matmin on Shabbos. That's going to be a problem. So Rav Moshe here is assuming that the near aluminum is going to be problematic as far as being is considered as if you're being matmin b'davar hamosif hevel. That is Rav Moshe's psak. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to say something else. If you take a look at the next next couple of pages, it's actually the second page of Mincha Shlomo, Simin Lamed Dalet Oz Zayin. In the other editions, I believe it's Simin Yud Beis. There are two different editions of Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis. The one we have in front of us is Simin Lamed Dalet Siv Zayin. Kasa B'Shem Igris Moshe Shu Oser Laniach Machal Atuf Bin Yar Kesev Al Gabik Der Mishum Hatmana. That is going to be considered Hatmana. V'Zev Adai Pela. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it doesn't seem to be them that way. The Maishna Mikidera Agabe Kidera says, how is it any different than Kidera Agabe Kidera? What does Rav Shlomo Zalman seem to be saying? He seems to hold that when it comes to aluminum, you don't look at aluminum as hatmana. You look at it as a kli. It's the kli that's holding it. And just like by a kli, there isn't going to be considered, it's not going to be considered hatmana. There's no problem to put one kli on top of the next. So too, over here, it's not going to be considered hatmana. So the two different world views of how to look at silver foil. Look, our Masorah here in Yerushalayim is from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. On this issue, in my smallness, the way I perceive, I can't say I have rayas, the way I perceive aluminum is closer to the way Rav Moshe understood it's used to insulate. There's a reason why people choose aluminum to hold hot things as opposed to plastic and other things, because aluminum does do a good job of insulating, even if the aluminum itself is not itself mosif hevel, but the aluminum itself does a good job to insulate. So it would seem to me, Laniyaz Daiti, that it makes sense to be choshesh for Ramosha Shita, that when it comes to aluminum, that it is considered a davar hamatman. Why do I bring this up now? Because of the footnote in the Mincha Shlomo, and then I'll take your questions. And that and you see what Rav Nevinsal quotes from Shlomo Zalman is really in the Mincha Shlomo, is printed in the Mincha Shlomo, that the Rav Shlomo Zalman pointed out the following. That you're allowed latof pashtida b'niyar kesev lithna al gabi k'deira shal gabi eish rakim akavana hi b'kdeil minoa etet porot v'lo l'shmor alachom hol v'hatifah hi lo rak k'deil lo sif o afil l'shmor alachom rak otvim k'deil shalo yitparar. So the those who printed the Mincha Shlomo pointed out that Rav Shlomo Zalman in another case seemed to be matir the silver foil only in an instance where it was preventing it from getting mixed up within a pot. So let's zero in on that. So therefore, a very common case of atmana would be that someone puts their kishka inside of a chalmed pot, and they wrap the kishka entirely in aluminum foil. So the pot is sitting on top of the fire. An Erev Shabbos to put that in l'chura, that would be a problem. So there are a few ways out, according to the Ramah. All you have to do is be megala milamala, and that would be enough. But what happens if you have the ichi factor? What happens if there are people who don't want it at all to touch the chant? You want it to be entirely covered. So according to Rav Nevinsal, this quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman, in such a case, it would be okay. What the magim are being ma'orer is Rav Shlomo Zalman here seemed to be matir when it came to silver foil, only in terms of the fact that you're not using it to be matmin. In other words, Reish Nun Zayin Beis. That's what he seems to be evoking. Yet over on the top, he seemed to be saying that when it comes to Niyar Kesef, that maybe it's not going to be considered Hatmana at all. So even within Rav Shlomo Zalman himself, it's a little bit vague how he comes out as far as aluminum is concerned. So therefore, it would seem to me that one should, it's Mestaber, that aluminum is used as a Davar HaMatmin, that would be fine. If you take a look also, and then I'll take your questions, if you take a look at Oz Chaf in those same set of tshuvas, which actually was photocopied for you before the page with Oz Zayin, so there he discusses Hatmana L'Shmira, and then in such a case he points out that the halacha is that it's going to, Hatmana L'Shmira is going to be permissible. However, there he concludes that he thinks that there might be room to be machmir on a davar hamosif heva. That the only time that one would say that lishmir is going to be permissible is if the item itself is not a davar hamosif hevel. If the item itself is a davar hamosif hevel, then maybe the mechaber was never machmer. And there itself also, there's a little bit of a question of what Rav Shlomo Zalman's kavana is. Finally, one last thing, and I'm just going to get to your questions. In terms of psak halacha, in terms of lemaisa, Reb Nissim Karelitz says the following in regards to the case of Shmira. Take a look at Chut Hashani, page Kuf Mem Dalid. Actually, let's start with Kuf Mem Gimel. Confuse me here, it's a little bit out of order. So he says, Kalim alatav, shel kasa mishabur lasam kalim hainu afilu begadim, shemamidim alchom shalakter shaloitstan afilu hachi shari kivan she'ein mechavin lezeh. So anytime you're not mechavin, the halach is that it's going to be mutter. V'hainu delaniach kar muksasos hakabe ekdera goret fei, av she kavanaso gidei l'shamro menachbarim kedoma. V'kol mokom muchach tzah shemechavin gamke mishvil achon. So he says, Rav Nissim Karelitz points out that if you use karmen ksasos l'shamro min ha'achbarim, so then that's a little bit more problematic. In other words, what was the case of the Shulchan Aruch? The case of the Shulchan Aruch was that l'sim kelim ala tavshil. What happens if you use a blanket that's normally used for hatmana to use that to protect from achbarim? So that he's not. He says that's a little bit worse. So the last point that I want to bring out from this, from Rav Nissim Karelitz on this issue, is that ideally the item that you're using to be shomer min achbarim ideally should be something that it's clear that you're being shomer min achbarim. If you use something that's normally an insulative material, so then in such a case, then that would be, he thinks, problematic, unless you don't have anything else. So that's one more caveat in terms of using lishmar min achbarim. Again, that if you're going to be shomer min achbarim, what makes sense to be shomer min achbarim? To use kalim. To use a smicha, that is normally not used lishmar min achbarim. So therefore, Reb Nissim points out that one should ideally not use those things that are normally used to insulate. Why do I mention that now? Because when it comes to the silver foil, so silver foil, you could be mefalpel. Silver foil is used to separate, and it's also used to insulate. So it seemed to me that the silver foil is also acceptable if you're using to separate, based on already Reb Shlomo Zalman and others taught us this, because it's used for both. But if you have an item that is not used normally to separate, then in such a case it will be more problematic. That's the final point. Yeah, there were quite a few questions.
In terms of the tinfoil, yes, it seems to me a lot of people use it because it's just a safe, good way of like heating something up to use a sports ball with putting a half surface. Not necessarily, like that's how you're going to cover your food in a way that could be heated up well, and that's like one insulation.
Right.
I thought that's what he meant when he says that it's like it's
Kedera, Gabe Kedera. In other words, our debate, I see it more Ramosha's way, and I think you're right. That's what I think he means when he says Kedera Gavik there. By the way, in Seder, Rav Yisrael had a very sharp ha'ara. That's connected to last year. Last year we were Mefalpel, what happens if you have oven racks? Do oven racks need Tvilas Kelim? Nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. Do oven racks need Tvilas Kelim? So some had argued that if you never put the food directly on the rack, so then in such a case, then maybe it's going to mutter. Others say, no. That's not, it's not a question whether it touches the item. The point is that it's not there. It's not a kli. So the shaila was, do you say that tinfoil is considered a kli, that the oven is not the kli? Or do you say, no, the rack is the kli that services the food? What is servicing the food? So you need to add, in this halacha, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Yisrael, remember that Reb Shlomo Zalman held that tinfoil is not enough, and that you have to be tovel the racks. So in this case, Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying a little bit more than that. He's saying because you wrap it inside, so then it's being used like you described as a form of kedera. That's what like you said. That's why he says kedera. That's why he says kedera al gavi kedera. That was a big debate that we had in the Beis Medrash, whether how you look at tinfoil in terms of hilchos tefilas kelim. But coming back over here, I could see it cutting in both directions. I think it's not a coincidence that tin foil is used to heat up food. I think it's because it also has strong insulative properties, and therefore, it seems to me that there's a lot of room to be choshish that's considered davar matmin. To call it a kedera, you know, then do you need to be tovel with tin foil before you wrap inside? No, of course not. Why? Because it's not a kedera. It's not a kedera. Speaking of which. If you have a tin and then you cover it with silver foil, so it's a little bit confusing. But according to the Ramah, it's for sure not considered hatmana. Everybody follow what I'm describing? Just want to just spell out the obvious. It was a little bit confusing for me when I was your age. You have a tin, right? That's made out of aluminum. And then you have... And you put silver foil on top, which is actually how kugels look. So one time I remember I was putting it somewhere, I said, wait a second, is this... it's all surrounded by aluminum. So it's not considered hatmana for the Rama, because this is one thing, and this is the pot. If, of course, the aluminum went all the way around, so then in such a case, that would be considered hatmana. But that should definitely be considered only hatmana mixas. Even though it's aluminum, the bottom thing is aluminum, the top is aluminum, that's not going to be hatmana, it's going to be hatmana mixas. Maybe with a sheet the same.
That's the same. That's
the you want to tie in?
They would like afford those you use, it was just bigger as a foil.
Okay.
Look.
I was very clear right off the bat that this is a Levi Omerli. It's still a Levi Omerli. You think that Rav Shlomo Zalman's... Look, you definitely have an Ilan Gadol, but I think it's not a coincidence that it's used as the item that's insulative. The tin foil, the tin that's being used is, yes, it's sometimes we choose kederos that have better insulative properties based on that as opposed to other kederos. But I think at the end of the day, Lania's dainty. There's room to be machmer yeshmo, and there's also room to be mekel. Yeah.
Most talking about a case where you're sticking in the pot itself, or just sticking on top.
Putting on top. Yeah. Okay. So that's in regards to now we are up to. We just did number 3 in the booklet. We're going to go keseder, and we saw that we went to the other tshuva, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that bedavra mosif hevel. That there isn't going to be room to be machmir, to be shomer al achbarim, that you have to be careful. We've also taken a look at number 4, and that is which materials are considered davar matmin. By the way, there's a typo over here. It should say ezach chamar hayom dinam kedivrei hamatmin kedvarim hamatminim. And now we take a look at number 5, and we're going to see. That the halacha, the basic halacha of Talmud Vod Yom Miskala, it's a straightforward halacha, not much to be involved with. Siv Gimel is very straightforward. It just gives us this man ha-gemara, what are considered items that are mosif hevel, that you could do on your own. And Siv Dalet gives us a straightforward halacha, there's not more that needs to be added, but we should read inside. Says the Mechaber, Afal Bishen Talmud Mishal Safil B'davar Shein Mosif Hevel, even though the halacha is that you're not allowed to be matmin bedavar shein mosif behevel on Shabbos if you wrapped your pot. So I remember as a child, my mother, may she be well, she would sometimes wrap the. She didn't want to leave the fire on Shabbos in the summer months. So what she would do is she would wrap the soup in blankets. She would wrap the soup in blankets. So that people, at least 20, 25 years ago, people still did that. So the Mechaber says, im taman bobim bodyum, So that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to wrap it before Shabbos, of course, before Shabbos in blankets. Vinizgale, mishachashecha, mutter lachso lachasosa. So it's important halacha that one should know that once you did it on Erev Shabbos, so then in such a case, you're allowed to re-wrap it. Why? Why is that going to be mutter? So the Mishnah Berurah spells out the obvious, and that is because you're not doing a new hatmana. If it was nizgala, so then in such a case, that's going to be permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah then just adds in Chaf Hey, Mashi Kasev in nizgal lav dafka da afle chatchila motu legalus kamo shekasev samach el de chamash one da afbik yaigam shen nizgalam emeilu dafka mishicha shecha. Really, we're going to see that the halacha is that even if you do it intentionally, you'll be allowed to put it back. V'chein ratzel lahosef alav b'shabbos mosif. And once you are matmin it with blankets on Erev Shabbos, so then in such a case you're allowed to add. V'chein ratzel litlo kula v'lasa sacher b'mikoma. And also, if you want to take it away and put something else in its place, bein sharishon cham yosem hashen, bein sharishon cham yosem rishon, afilo ayim chusel besadim, yachol litchol lachasosel bilglufgarin, v'ushin esvashah akadera kol tzarka. The one thing you have to be careful is, once you have this hatmana, it's going to be mutter, you're even allowed to change. However, you have to just have to be careful that when you're changing pots, that this is only going to be mutter with a pot that's mavushol kol tzarka. Afilo lahosef ala kisei asur. But if it's something that's not mavushal called sarko, so then in such a case, adding any kisu is going to be aser. Shetosefa zeh gorem lo lispashel. So this is an important halacha, that once you did the hatmana on Erev Shabbos, so then as long as you were mevatel that hatmana, you could use it again, and that means that you're going to be allowed to return the kli to that tavra matman, and even another kli as well, provided that that other kli has already been cooked. If that other kli has not been cooked, so then in such a case, then that's going to be a problem, because gorem lo lisipashel, you're causing that it's going to cook. Now here we have an interesting machlokis in the Be'er Halachin. Dibra maskel gorem lo lisipashel, so the Be'er Halacha says as follows, kasa magen avron, kishetmuna v'dover she'en emosav hevel, pashut she'en gorem bishol klal. So the Be'er Halacha struggles with what is the concern of the seifa over here. If we're talking about the soup, right? So then, in such a case, let's say the soup's not entirely cooked. Let's talk about chalent, right? The chalent is not entirely cooked. So blankets are going to cause chalent to cook more? That's what the Be'er Halacha is bothered by. Could blankets cause chalent to cook more? So he says it must be that the case is that you're having blankets on top where you have fire on the bottom, but you put the blankets on in a way that's mutter. That you put it on in a way that's mutter. Because otherwise, how would you have gorem lo lehispasho? That's the shita that he quotes from the Magen Avraham. And then he quotes that the Beis Meir disagrees. So the Sefer Beis Meir cholek alav, because of the pashtus, hatur v'ashulchan arach, mashma demar b'chol gavni, that it's talking about even a dover, she'enim mosef hevel, and that it can be gorem lehispasho. So Rmissim Karelis is bothered, what type of machlok is this? Is the machlok is a mitzius? In other words, the machlokis at first glance seems to be whether blankets have the power to cook something that's already been partially cooked or not. Mung Avram says no, and the Beis Meir says yes. So if you take a look, he tries, or Nissim Karel attempts valiantly to explain what exactly that machlokis is in that case. If you take a look, and this is already now in booklet number 2, 4 pages in, Nissim Karel says, Le'il b'hilchas hatmana, page Kuf Nun, in the Chut HaShani, Le'il b'hilchas hatmana, bi'arnu, de lo nechlik wa'amag avram v'abes meir v'siyus, Kishatame Kidera Rosachas Vidovish Emosel Mali Dezagon Bishal Lo, El de Pligi Baosa Pu'ula La Hasaras Hasiva Shemitsanemis as Hakdera. What happens if you do an action that caused, that prevents the pot from cooling down? Is that in of itself considered Bishal? You do an action that prevents the pot from cooling down. So the Magen Avraham says, no, that's not going to be Bishul. And the Beis Meir holds that in such a case it's going to be Bishul. The Magen Avraham, Eimazem Yisra Bishul, Kimu Chirak Shomer, Al Matzav Rasicha Shikodem, U Beis Meir, Af Bikai Gav, Mikri Shemol, Lisbashel, Latav Shul Lisbashel, Mashmi Dvarav, Da Osir Min HaTorah. So it comes out quite a chidush in Bishul. Anytime you're doing an action that's preventing the food from cooling down, that in itself is bishul. It's quite a chiddush.
But this is only in the case that it's not mashal chol sarach.
Correct. If the food, the item has been cooked, then in such a case it's going to be mutter. Then he, by the way, he has a fascinating shayla. If you take a look in ve'efshar, just lahagdil Torah ladira, the fifth page, ve'efshar debazel kulei amachashe bishul b'shabbes im soger es achalom dekavana ligrom the tashul lispashel. So then he says, within the Magen Avraham, what happens if you close the door where cold air is coming in because you want the item to cook? So you prevent cold air from coming in. So in such a case, is that called Bishul or not? So he wants to argue that even according to the Magen Avraham, that would be qualify as Bishul. Okay, that is, I just wanted to mention Rav Nissim Krell's, isn't it fascinating, Lagdol Torah Ladira Shaila, but I did want to mention him just to be Masbir, the Be'er Halacha's Tut Stavim in regards to the Smichas. Fine. Here we have a beautiful discussion. Rav Ben had asked about not following Shitas Rashi today. So here we have a beautiful discussion in Siv Hey and Siv Vav. That is a subtle machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. And it does have some hashlachos in terms of halacha l'maisa. We're going to read Sifhei, explain Sifhei, explain Sifvav, b'siyata d'shmaya, and then point out that the Mechaber is consistently assuming one direction la'halacha, and just show a beautiful discussion of how to read the Gemara Dafnun Aleph. If you take a look in the Gemara Dafnun Aleph, we have the halacha of Pina Mimecham Lamecham. Let's take a look at Dafnun Aleph and Shabbos. V'chein hayu Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. About 10 lines of Dafnun Aleph and Aleph. Lo asru ela osa mecham. The only time we're going to have an isra about tamana is if you put the insulative material with around the original pot that had been heated up. Aval pina mimecham lemecham mutter. But once you've moved the food to another pot, after it was heated up on the fire, then it's going to be mutter. Why? In other words, even on Shabbos, to be makmin with Dover Shein Mosef Hevel, because hashti ikura kamekarla. Now the food is cooling down. Artuche kamar sechla. You're afraid that he's going to come to eat it up? In other words, you have a kli rishon that was al gabe eish. The kli is hot. You empty the contents of the kli rishon into a kli sheni. Of course, we're going to learn Hilchas Bishul that the walls are cooling down, the food inside of the kli sheni. Right? It's going to be cooling it down. So now, you're going to be matmin it to make it hotter and you're going to come to heat it up? Why then did you take it out of the kli rishon? That's what the Gemara says on Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. Okay. So let's see that in the Mechaber, and then we'll come back to Rashi in the Rambam. Says the Mechaber, in Pina Atav Shul B'Shabbos Mishderish and Ispasha Ba'aluk Tera Acheres, Mutal Atmino B'Dover Shenim Mosef Hevel. So in such a case, you could be Matminit B'Dover Shenim Mosef Hevel. So this is an important way out in Hilchos Hatmana. So let's say my mother, may she be well, she forgot to put it inside of the blankets on Erev Shabbos, and on Shabbos she wants to. So then in such a case, on Friday night, she realized before Shabbos she forgot, so she could put it into another pot, and then wrap it in blankets. So on the one hand, what's the inherent svar of the Gemara? On the one hand, clearly she's not doing something that's going to be marsiach, but at the same time, she wants it that it shouldn't become too cold. So then, in such a case, that would be enough. Ah, speaking about not being too cold, so now we go to Sivvav. The Sivhei and Sivvav are connected. Says the Mechaber, Mutar lahatmir b'Shabbos, Dover Tzonim, the Dover Shein Mosef Hevel. You're allowed to be matmir a Dover Tzonim. Kedei shelo yitzdanim biyoser, in order that it shouldn't get colder. Oh, kedei shetafik tzinaso, or if you want it to lose its chill. Avol b'Dover haMosef Hevel, afil lahatmir Tzonim gomer, afil bod yom nami aser. So with the Dover haMosef Hevel, that's going to be aser. Because we're afraid that you're going to come to be mat, you're going to be chote begachalim, as we learned last time. But if it's davar she'ena mosef hevel, so then in such a case, halacha is that one is allowed to be matmin something that is cold. Now notice, what is mutter over here, according to the Mechaber? You have something that's cold, you're allowed to insulate it. So the Mechaber says, two possibilities. Either because you don't want it to get colder, it's a very cold day, and you don't want it to get colder, or you want it to lose a little of its chill. Both in such a case are going to be permissible. Now here, the Ran points out beautifully that both Sifhei and Sivav is a machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam, and they're going to be Lishitaso. Why is it that the halacha is a pina hatavshil is going to be permissible? So if you take a look, so the Ran, I don't know if everybody got this here, but this is a separate piece. I'm passing it around. So the Ran appears on Chof Gimel on the Beis and Dafei Rif, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mutter lahatmin es hatzonin. So the Ran starts with Sivav. And he's going to work backwards. He's going to point out that both Sivav and Sivhei are going to be working through the Rambam's world as opposed to Rashi's world. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Dibra Maskel Amar, first Dibra Maskel on the page. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mutter lahatmin es hatzonin, Pirush Rashi, Mipnei hachamo shelo yichamu, V'lo gazrinan atu atmana, Dikdei sheyichamu. Rashi says that the halacha is that it's mutter to be matmin in something that's cold because he's not doing it to create heat. He's just doing it so that it doesn't become colder. V'nira midvarav, says the Ran. First one on the right line is midvarav. Lahatmin es hatzonin kidei lechammo. But if you want to be matmin something that's cold, in order to make it a little bit warmer, it's going to be usr. Because what did Rashi say? Rashi just said that the reason why it's going to be mutter is because his intention is not to make it hotter. Aval Rambam kasa perek down the Shabbos mutter latmin davar atzon b'Shabbos b'davar shein mosif kidei shelo tzdan b'yoser. Oh, Kadesha Tafik Bitsinaso. The Ran points out, add something else. Not only is it mutter because you don't want it to get colder, which is the way Rashi explained the Gemara, but also because you wanted it to lose its chill. V'chein yirim edivrei agonim. That's how the Gonim paskin. V'hocha pasha de milsa de kulib pirkint batmana de lechame maskino. So it says the Ran, the only isser of atmana, according to the Rambam, is when you want, you're doing hatmana to make it hot. V'lo b'hatmana t'shlo yischamimu. V'haynu d'tani b'raisa d'b'samach lo asru elabo samecham. And he says, and the proof for the Rambam is mecham. Avol pina m'mecham l'mecham mutter. And how does the Rambam explain the heter? That if you take it from the Kli Rishon and you put it into the Kli Sheni, that you're allowed to be matmin it? How does the Rambam explain it? The Rambam says that the whole Isser of Atmana is to be matmin, something to make it hot. Avlimpino mutter. Kemoshi tiru lahatmin esatzone. Avol Rashi shu so it the hatvenes at some kedeshi tavig sina so aser. But Rashi doesn't hold that it's mutter to be matmin a davrat sonim so that it becomes a little warmer. Hutzurach lefareish. So if you look in the Gemara Nun Aleph, Rashi learns the ma'ida sharinu pinam mecham mecham hanu keshepinan kedei lekareron. Rashi learns that you emptied it in order for it to get colder. So Rashi learns that there isn't a carte blanche heter in pina tashu shasuk teresh special teresh mutter. Why? Because Rashi holds that the whole heter is based on the idea that you want the water to get cold. But the moment in which you're not interested in becoming very hot, it's still going to be aser for Rashi. The only heter for Rashi in both Sif Hei and Sif Vav is if you want it to remain cold. But the moment in which you want it to get a little hotter, it's going to be aser. So it would seem that Rashi would hold that a woman on Friday night would not be able to simply take the soup and pour it into another thing and then insulate it. Because why is she doing it? The reason why she's doing it is in order that it should be hot. So according to Rashi, the Ran argues that the halacha of Kadesha Tafik Tsinasam and Sivav would not be correct. Hence the Rambam and Rashi Lashitasam disagree both in terms of how to explain Pina Mecham Lamecham, Dahainu. That Rashi says Pina Mecham Lamecham, the halacha it's going to be mutter is because the reason why you moved it is you wanted to cool it off. So then in such a case it's going to be mutter because it's not going to be matmin, something to make it hotter. But the moment in which you want to raise the temperature, even if the temperature is 30 degrees and you want to raise it to 33 degrees, according to Rashi, that's going to be problematic. Hence, the Ran argues, then Siv Vav, Rashi would not agree with Kedei Shetafik Sinaso. But we paskin like the Rambam, and that's how the Ram paskins, and that is that the halacha is that any time that one is being matmin something that has already begun to cool down, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. Hence, pina becham. Mecham is going to be mutter. Hence, something that's cold, even if you want it to become a little bit hotter, that's going to be okay as well. Because only according to Rashi is it hatmana always usher when you're raising it any level of degree. However, according to the Rambam, the halacha is that hatmana is only usher bedavar cham. Only the davar cham is going to be aser. If it's not a davar cham, shayin mutter. It's a very fundamental machlokas. And sif hei and sif vav are totally zebezeh. And we paskin carte blanche the kula across the board, both in sif hei and sif vav. And the Shulchan Aruch is clearly following the Rambam in both those instances. Yes, Rabbi Simon.
Why? I don't understand the Rambam Sar at all. Yeah. Like, if something's cold, would I be more likely to want to heat it up? Why would they not have made a gzeira about tomorrow by something that's cold?
I like what you're asking. It seems to be that the only time we have a real shasha that yar sichenu, that a person really thinks that he's going to, that we're afraid that a person's going to really want to heat it up, is something that's already hot. Something that's cold, we don't have that shash. I don't have anything sharper than that to say. I hear what you're bothered by. This takes us to halacha lemaisa. So that was what we just did, was 8 and 9. So we pointed out on the cover page that 8 and 9 are, the two issues are directly connected. Number one, pina tavshel b'shabbos. Number one, and number two, lahatmin davar kar, those two issues are connected. So the Chazon Ish crunches what we just said. If you take a look in booklet number two on the second page, you have the Chazon Ish that crunches everything that we just did in Kedarko v'Kodesh in three lines. If you take a look at the bottom of the first column, the Chazon Ish and the Aleph Amid Aleph, Biran Pirish Das Rashi Dafke Pnei Hachama Shelo Yechomo Avol Shetafik Tzinasan Aser. That Tavik Tzinasan is going to be Aser. Das Haramam Dafil Shetafik Tzinasan Mutter V'chein Echleku V'pina Mechel Mechem. So the Chazon Ish crunches the Ran in these three sentences that they're going to be l'shitasam. So das Rashi dafka v'pina k'dei l'karer. The only time it's mutter to be matmin after you mefane is if you did it to cool it off. Well, das harama fino pina leiz asiva kimin shu achshav v'klisheni havelei k'din sonin d'mutter l'hatmin es ha sonin. Then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. Now, based on this, the Chazon Ish gets to a thermos and a lach lemaisa. A fascinating question. What would you say, Rabosai, in regards to a thermos? So you put hot water into a thermos. You are now allowed to close the thermos. You're allowed to close the thermos. The Nira, says the Chazon Ish, four lines from the bottom. In Dibar Baskel V'Aran, we could start just from that new Dibar Maskel. V'Aran Hiskel Madas HaRambam, the Kachos of Mishnah Brura, Reishon Zayin Sivkan Nuchav Tesladina, the Nira, L'fizeh Demuter La'aros Mayim, Mimecham Lebag Buk Termis. How do you use the thermos today? You pour from a kettle into a thermos. Even if you're going to consider the thermos a something that's insulative, again, similar to our Hakira about silver foil, you already have the heter of pinam and mecham lemecham. So in such a case, that's going to be enough. Now, it's interesting. I don't think Ramosha quotes the Chazon Ish, but Ramosha, in a beautiful tshuva that I only photocopied part of it, in Chelak Aleph Siman Tzadihei, I hope this is we've said with full Kvodat Torah, I think Ramosha's most beautiful tshuvas are his earlier tshuvas. Well, anybody have a theory why? Let's say I'm right, that Ramosha's most beautiful tshuvas are his earlier tshuvas. Why? Because Ramosha had time. Yeah. Ramosha was under house arrest in communist Russia for about four or five years. There are a lot of legends that it's about that period of time. They say that Ramosha had decided that his responsibility was for the Jews in Russia, come what may, and he was going to be there for them ad hasof. Until, it's tragic, until Rav David Feinstein, Shlita, on Erev Pesach, they didn't let him leave school. Rav Moshe was sitting at the Seder. I was waiting for his son to come home. And they basically trapped the Jewish children that they shouldn't have a Pesach Seder. It was then that Rav Moshe was on house arrest at the time. And he was just sitting and learning, and he was writing tshuvas. So then Rav Moshe decided that if his children weren't going to get it. Forget about a Jewish education. It came to the point that they couldn't even experience a Seder. So Rav Moshe decided it was time to leave Russia. But he felt his responsibilities were to the Jews in his kehillah. They say the mikveh was, Rav Moshe decided, was not kosher. But still, he stayed. But if he can't be mekayim v'gatol v'chalol, that was the makom v'patish that Rav Moshe decided to leave. So Ramosha's tshuvas in Russia and his earlier tshuvas in New York are, all of them are glorious, because Ramosha starts from the Gemara all the way through the Shitas Harishon. Mamish teaches you the whole sugya along the way. Now, along the way, Ramosha's also mechadesh a lot. He has tremendous, tremendous chedusha. That are absolutely fascinating. So his earlier tshuva. So here, this is an example of an earlier tshuva. In Orachayim Chelik Al Simin Sadi Hey, Ramosha goes through Rashi and the Ran and the Rambam. He mamish teaches you the whole sugya. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. He's mamish teaching you the whole sugya, and then he gets to the thermos. Chazon Ish Kedarko B'Kodesh, he does it a lot faster. He just crunched the Ran in a sentence. He does it a little bit more of the style of the Gra, if you will. He just gives you the punchline with his bias, with his nuance. But so we'll start with the Chazon Ish. Basically, the Chazon Ish said that according to, and here, the Chazon Ish and Ramosha basically say the same thing, and they're two very different styles. So Chazon Ish says in his style, he says that according to Rashi and Echanami will be problematic, but according to Ran, it's going to be permissible. And then, so everybody see that we're starting first with the Chazon Ish. Akati yesh kan heter shel kli shein, two lines from the bottom in the first column. Ve'efsher the kli murutz. So then, in such a case with motor. Ve'efsher the kli murutz of svivo bebeged lo chashav atmana. Du lo gazru elahat minas akli bebeged. Avalitein betoch kli eino bechlal hatmana. So Chazon Ish again has two svaras to be matter. Number one, it's a klisheni, and there's been mekarer, then it's going to be mutter. That's svara number one. And then he says, going on to the top of the second column, that the only time you have atmana is with something that is an insulative material. And this comes back to what we were debating before. And he says, a kli is not something that's a davar amatmin. Dari kol kli megin al mashav esocho shalei itstanim mehera. He says, every kli protects it. But we don't protect the food, the liquid, or the food that's inside. But we don't consider a davar amatmin. So the fact that the thermos is made out of insulative material, that's not its primary purpose. And as Ramesha knows, that it's talking about a thermos with insulative material. But that's not its primary purpose. Its primary purpose of the kli is to protect that which is inside. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says, in such a case, it's going to be permissible. If you take a look at Ramesha's heter, Ramesha is something very similar, but he does it a little bit differently. Again, Ramesha is going to go through the whole trap with Ran and Rambam, and then he says, interestingly, on the bottom of the first column again, Avalitan lahatermis, mirlani is that sheish otam lahatir. He says the thermos is no different than any other utensil. He says, when does a thermos become effective? Only when you close its cap. Only when you close its cap. So Ramesha says, the moment in which you're closing it, it's considered derech shmira. So then in such a case, then it's going to be mutter. So Mamadrashach, the moment of hatmana is when you close it. And when you close the top, it's also derech shmira. It's already late. Lahagdul Torah la'adira, I would want you to be mefalpel. How does this Ramesha come back to what we said from Rav Nissim Karelis? This Ramosha is connected to that. What happens if you're using an item that itself is insulative, but your intention was to do it derech shmira? So this Ramosha might be a sharper way of developing what we saw from Rav Nissim Karel's Lahagdil Torah Ladir. But at the end of the day, that's Ramosha's heter. So it's slightly different, but they're similar. Both Ramosha and the Chazon Ish start out the same way. That really Mikra Dedina, It's gonna be mutter because you have heter pinu mecha lemecha, and then Ramesha and the Chazon Ish both add another svar. The Chazon Ish's svar is by kalim, no such thing as atmana. Kalim don't have atmana, and that was the Chazon Ish. Ramesha's knech is a little different. Ramesha's knech is that when you close the thermos, so then it's l'shomra. And then l'shamra memela is going to be mutter. So a second svara of why the thermos is going to be mutter. Now you can extend Ramesha's svara in other instances as well. Think about how to extend it. That if the maisa hatmana itself could be turned into a maisa shmira, so then in such a case halacha is that it's going to be mutter.
Covering something is inherently a maisa shmira. Every time you cover anything.
That's right. That's good. That's what he's arguing. I think it's a nice svara.
Isn't that what you're doing when you're wrapping a piece of chicken in tin foil and putting it on top of a pot?
Right, and that's why. Oh, you're saying with tin foil as well?
Yeah. Who would put a regular piece of chicken in
the foil? That's what some of the Avreichim were saying that to me in Seder. They were saying, Nimiach, let's say they'll accept my worldview. They're going to accept my worldview, and interestingly, Ramesh's worldview, that tin foil is considered davar amatmin. But at the end of the day, isn't what you're primarily doing is for shmira?
Especially nowadays, like for hygiene, like no one would just put a piece of chicken on it.
Right.
Open on the top of it.
I think we can answer it, but maybe we'll let that sit for until Monday, Mirat Hashem. I think there are ways to answer that. Maybe Blina, I'll come back to it. I think. Yeah, it might be a nafkamina as well. I want you to think about for Monday is a real fascinating kasha, and then we'll get Monday. Mirat Hashem is going to be the big hot button halacha l'maaseh issues. And this is the way I keep you learning the Shulchan Aruch, is that the halacha l'maaseh thing, the hot button issues leave to the end of the sugya, the end of the topic. I'm teasing you. So in regards to Hatmana b'miktsas, I'll just leave you off with a real seemingly stira in the Mishnah Berurah. And this is going to have a big play out in a very big way when we're dealing with crock pots. What exactly is considered Hatmana b'miktsas that's mutter according to the Ramah? So if you take a look in Reishon and Gimel, Sif Katan, Memches. So there, the Ramah is saying that once it's Megula Mamala, it's Mutter, and the Mishnah Berurah says, She'ein Mechasela B'Begadim Lamala. The moment in which it's not covered on top, then it's Mutter. Okay, so that appears three lines from the bottom of page 42. I used to do this with the Shana Bet boys all the time in Eunice, leave off with Akasha. So now we can do this in Halacha as well. So in Reishon and Zayin, if you take a look, in Reishon and Zayin, in Sifches, remember I said we're not going to get involved with the Sifches part, what qualifies as Atmanah, that we're going to get involved with on Monday in Mirtz Hashem. In Sif Katan Mem Gimel, it's a pretty long Mishnah Berurah, but over there the Mishnah Berurah says, Amnam, all the way at the end. Three lines from the end. Amnam im nosen chol al gabi atanur. Afal pi yishay mat min kula b'salcha. Rak sheshule hakdera omdim b'chol. Ulamala b'chusa b'gadim. Al gabi akdera b'vaday asur. Shechol hume advarim ha-mosifim hevel. So there, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a pot that's sitting in sand and that's mosif hevel, and he says, even if the sand is not matmin kulo b'socho, he says, in such a case, it's going to be asur. There it's mashma, that as long as you have a significant amount of the davar hamatmin around the pot, then it's already considered hatmana. So I'm assuming that the Mishnah Berurah is following the Ramah. So if the Mishnah Berurah follows the Ramah, in Reishon and Gimel, it sounds like that, oh, as long as it's uncovered on top, it's okay. Yet over here, in Sifkat Mem Gimel, as well as in Simen Reishon Tes, also there's another Mishnah Berurah there also that seems to say that if the majority is Mutman, then even the Ramah is going to be Machmir. So that's the stira that we have to deal with. And in Mirtz Hashem, what we're going to do on Monday is as follows. We're going to discuss this Hagdara, what Hatmana the Mikzas is, that you have in number 12 and number 13. We'll discuss crockpots. I do have more Marimakomos for you, because I want you to do, in Hatmana, we need to also do Simen Reishnun Ches and Simen Reishnun Tes. Reishnun Ches is a short Simen in Shulchan Aruch, but there is a lot of important topics that come up over here. Another hot button topic that's really, really new is, how do you pronounce it? The sous vide. So is sous vide a problem of hatmana? So that we have to discuss as well. That will only come up in Simen Reishon Tes. So we'll discuss crockpots. Is there anything else? We have to talk, by the way, crockpots, we have to talk about all issues. We have to talk about Shia, Hachzara, as well as hatmana. And part of it is dealing with hatmana and mixes. By far, the sefer that really was makif the sugya tremendously is the Archos Shabbos. The Archos Shabbos, they put on the Marim Makomos, did a fantastic, fantastic job of dealing with this. The same stira that I asked you in the Mishnah Berurah seems to appear also in the Chai Adam. And in the Archos Shabbos, I gave you the Marim Makomos. It's in the booklet already. If you take a look in the booklet, I have Ha'ara Kuf Mem Tes, photocopied, that's halfway through the booklet. And then in the back of the sefer, Rav Rubin has about 5-6 pages, and his, the fine, Rav Shlomo Zalman's last psak. It was the last psak that Rav Shlomo Zalman had given, that he had written, and it was the last time he learned Rav Nemtzal Shlita, was this psak about the crock pot. Rav Shlomo Zalman was in the Tafkeid almost up until the end. I was zochet to speak with him the summer before he was nifter. He was, and they say that he was functioning fully until a week before he was nifta. This tshuva was written, I think, about 3 weeks or so before he passed away. Okay, so I'm not going to be here Sunday, so I want you also to do siman reish nun tes. If somebody, I'll send out electronically the more the mar mekomos for reish nun tes. Okay.